Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
Well, with the week quickly coming to a close, little direction has yet been seen in cash cattle trade. The underlying support in futures trade and strong push higher in wholesale beef values combined with limited cash trade last week would suggest that packers would become moderately aggressive when it comes to steady to higher prices. Growing concerns of lighter packer runs and how this will affect procurement levels through the end of the month may limit increased bids by the end of the week. Maintaining desired production levels despite increased outbreaks of COVID-19 at packing and processing plants is keeping the packing and processing system at the checking point over on the hogs. This is restricting product flow and will likely back up supplies of live cattle and tighten fresh beef supplies in the upcoming weeks, and it will add another level of uncertainty to the already stressed cattle market. Friday slaughter is expected at 91,000 head. Strong underlying support in pork cutout values yesterday was too little, too late to help spark interest into cash hog or futures trade through the Thursday session. On the wheat futures, Kansas City wheat, the July unchanged early, a quiet start to the final day of the week with prices sitting in the middle of their three-month range. Kansas got in on some of the Thursday wintry weather and shows light snow on Friday morning's weather map, but this is not likely to be a problem for the winter wheat crop. Warmer temperatures are expected to return to the southern plains later today and launch a warmer outlook for the second half of April. May corn's up 3 cents early today, a small effort to recover from yesterday's new contract low. Friday's news suggesting positive results from the antiviral drug is potentially a game changer in the effort to get the economy going again. And May soybeans are up 3.25 cents early this morning, also showing a bit of cautious optimism to the news described above and the promise of a higher start for today's stock market. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle was up 165 at 86.47. The August up 112, 90.65. October up 42 at 95.40. May feeder cattle up 290, 118.47. August up 190 at 128.62. May hogs down 212 at 37.32. Kansas City wheat, May down 9.5 yesterday, 470. July down 10.25, 476.75. Chicago wheat, May down 10.5, 529.75. July was down 10 cents at 530.5. May corn up a half penny, 319.75. July was down a half, 326.25. May soybeans down 5.25, 836.75. July was down 6 cents, 845.75. May cotton up 4 cents at 52.79. July up 22, 53.02.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.